This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. To many in the United States, she was known simply as RBG. And today, they're mourning the passing of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died yesterday at the age of 87 after a long battle with cancer. When she took her place on the bench, she was just the second woman ever to serve on the nine-member court. Ginsburg was appointed by Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1993. She is being praised by bipartisan voices. She was a forceful advocate for women's rights and gender equality, a strong, reliable liberal on the nation's highest court. Chief Justice John Roberts called his colleague a jurist of historic stature, adding, quote, "Today we mourn, but with confidence that future generations will remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg as we knew her, a tireless and resolute champion of justice." Rising from a working-class family in New York, Ginsburg overcame hostility toward women in the all-boys club legal profession to become something of a pop icon and a hero to American liberals, respected across political lines. Just 6 weeks before Election Day, the high court vacancy is certain to touch off a spirited political fight. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell insists he will hold a vote on anyone President Donald Trump nominates. Mr. Trump himself says there will be no delay in his selection process, clearly wanting quick Senate confirmation vote to get a new Supreme Court justice in place. Trump's November opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, says the next president must do the selecting. As he put it, the voter should pick the president and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. In the meantime, the court vacancy becomes another hot-button issue in Donald Trump's bid for a second term in the White House, with Democrats poised to make it tough for the president and his Republican Party to squeeze in a nomination and a Senate confirmation vote before November. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Trump administration will ban the Chinese apps WeChat and TikTok in the U.S. starting tomorrow night. That will block potential new users from downloading the Chinese-owned platforms over concerns they pose a national security threat. Meanwhile, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is in talks over the fate of its U.S. operations. Oracle is pursuing a deal. The Trump administration says all United Nations sanctions on Iran must be restored today. But 13 of the 15 U.N. Security Council members, including longtime U.S. allies, Germany, France, and Britain, say sanctions relief for Tehran will continue. Observers say it appears few countries are likely to reimpose sanctions, which were lifted under a 2015 deal between world powers and Iran, aimed at preventing Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. In 2018, Donald Trump quit the accord, calling it the worst deal ever. It appears more and more likely Britain is headed toward tighter pandemic restrictions. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he does not want another lockdown, but that new limits may be needed to deal with a second wave of COVID-19 infections. The UK has so far lost 42,000 lives to the pandemic, with a case count of 388,000. The worldwide numbers from Johns Hopkins University, close to 30.6 million infections and 953,000 fatalities. The stunning numbers here in the United States, 6.7 million cases as fatalities approach 200,000. Israel is in the first full day of its second national lockdown. It began yesterday with the start of the Jewish high holiday season and is scheduled to last 3 weeks. Israel has reported 179,000 COVID cases and is worried about a sharp rise in new daily cases. The death toll in the Jewish state is put at about 1,200. India's parliament session that began this week for the first time in 6 weeks will apparently be cut short after 30 lawmakers were found infected with the coronavirus. This as the number of infections in the country rose to 5.3 million, with 85,600 lives lost, third highest in the world behind only the United States and Brazil. India recorded more than 93,000 COVID cases in the latest 24-hour reporting period. It's been posting the highest single-day new case numbers in the world since early August. A senior Iranian health official has declared a coronavirus red alert covering the entire country, as daily deaths and cases increase at an alarming rate in Iran. The death toll rose by 144 to almost 24,000 yesterday, while the total number of identified cases spiked to 416,000. The United Nations has agreed to step up monitoring of reported human rights abuses in Belarus. During a highly charged debate before the UN Human Rights Council, European ministers denounced the repression of demonstrations since the August 9th elections in the former Soviet Republic. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.